The types of unique contributions that families might contribute to the transition process. If we're looking at education specifically, there may be a desire for their youth to attend a HBCU, historically Black college and university, for the cultural experience, for participation in the marching band, just unique attributes that the HBCU experience offers that traditionally is not found in other types of institutions. It's an experience. It's access to certain fraternities and sororities for that social integration. So that may be something that is expressed during the transition meetings by the families, and particularly from the youth, where they're sharing what they desire to do in an educational context. As far as employment, it's important to listen to what the youth wants to do, and it may not necessarily always align with the expectations of those educators that have participated in the transition team. An example of the unique contributions that may be offered from an employment standpoint may be opening up one's own business following graduation. And how does that happen? What are the steps that the youth and their families and parents need to take to ensure that this business opens and is successful from the perspective that the youth provides? And maybe the youth wants to open up their own business in their own community. And so it's important to maintain those high expectations, not to water down what the youth suggests that they need or what they desire or want based on what educators believe the student or youth is capable of doing. And for independent living, because most families, especially those from culturally and ethnically diverse backgrounds, are situated in communities where they have built strong community ties. The youth may be familiar with their neighbors. They may attend a church that is housed within the community. They may volunteer at a community rec center. And it's important when asking about independent living where the youth wants to live. And it could be very well that they decide to stay within that community based on the ties and the connections and the familial sense that they have within their own community. It's important to always lean into the family to understand what these unique contributions may be as it relates to employment, education, and adult living and independent placement.